Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Ott reaches second base with a double. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foles for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cohen. Blair goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-1 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and moves to third. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cohen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Freddie Leach pinch hits for Larry Benton. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to third. Cohen moves to second. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-2 in the game. Fulas strikes out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Cohen moves to third. Leach moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Mays now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler bunts for a single. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-1 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Carl Mays. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0 for 3 in the game. Fulles hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Judd now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler strikes out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Stevenson steals second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foles. English reaches second base with a double. McMillan moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. English tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson can't make a play. That's a base hit. English scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cohen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shanti Hagen pinch hits for Ralph Judd. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen strikes out. Two outs. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cohen moves to second. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0 for 4 in the game. Fulles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.